Hi, is this Mal?
Yes, it is, Cindy.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, Mal, thank you so much. I was telling people earlier that you were going to call in, and I actually went and saw on, you know what, I'm even more impressed than ever about you, Mal. Mal Nguyen just has quite an amazing background. Mal worked as a producer of Best in the World Bodybuilding Championship with Arnold Schwarzenegger on ABC, produced Miss World USA Beauty Pageant back there with Dick Clark and Bob Hope, and produced the executive producer of 2012 Daytime Emmy Awards. You're also on the chairman, you were chairman of the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences.
I was chairman up until a year or two ago, and then now they made me chairman emeritus.
Wow.
So I did 3 years as chairman, which was a great period of my life.
And you had 31 years at CBS Television Network, and you were up to vice president, sales and marketing. So, and you love travel.
I love travel.
You do love travel. You're based in Sedona now, but it seems like you're gone about a third of the time. Is that correct?
I probably spend probably between exactly a third of the time. I did figure it out because I spend, I know, about 50 or 60 nights at Starwood Properties and about probably 20 or 30 nights at Hilton Properties alone.
You know, and you just love being in different places, including coming to Hawaii quite a bit.
I do. Actually, about 40 years ago, my wife, Noreen, and myself purchased a condo out at Molokai, and it used to be the Sheraton. And we've had that now 42 years.
Wow. That's you've seen a lot of changes there, although Molokai's probably seen less changes than all the rest of the islands.
You know, I love no changes in Molokai. It's perfect the way it is.
Uh-huh.
Great people, great beaches.
Yeah, and you can certainly come here and just relax and let the rest of the world just slide on by. So where have you traveled recently, Mal?
Let's see, in January, we're kind of backwards. In January, we went to the U.S. Virgin Islands, spent a couple weeks on St. John's, and then we spent a week in St. Thomas.
That's nice. Now, you know, that's a good time to go because you're past hurricane season, aren't you?
Oh, yes, just past it. Perfect.
Yeah, really nice. And do you what do you like to stay and tell the proper the properties that attract you there?
Well, I've been staying for the last 3 years. I've been staying at the Westin Villas. Which is right. It's one of the very few properties. There's only two properties on the beach on St. John's. St. John's is U.S. Virgin Islands. About 80% of it is National Park. And there's two hotels that are on the beach. One is Keneal Bay, which used to be owned by the Rockefellers, which probably 20 or 30 years ago we used to go there. And then the newer place, which is, I say newer, it's probably been there for about 15 years, is the Westin Villas.
And
that's a great property.
So you like that. Now, tell us the difference. I mean, of course, here where you go to Hawaii quite often in Maui. Tell us the difference in the vibe of the Virgin Islands and being there versus being here in Hawaii.
Well, I'm not just saying this because I'm talking on a Hawaii network, but basically, Hawaii is my favorite home. It's, you know, it's even though you only get there maybe two or three times a year, you know, the people, and I'm, you know, not only Molokai, but Maui and, you know, on Oahu, you know, it's a great feeling. You don't notice, but I started going to Hawaii back in 1975.
Wow.
I was the producer for CBS of the Thanksgiving Day parades. One of the producers, and I produced the parade in Hawaii.
Oh.
And that was during the Feast of Makahiki,
uh-huh,
which was in October. And I did that show for 15 years with Jack Lord.
My gosh, what an amazing
to
work
that,
with Jack.
You?
No, I did not know that, but Jack Lord was a hero. I mean, my gosh, he helped give that image of a Hawaiiana that became actually a cornerstone in building tourism.
Well, I got to tell you what happened. We Feast of Makahiki used to be in October.
Yeah, and I thought it was November, so that's kind of interesting.
And this is back in the 70s, and after the first 3 years, tourism increased so much on Oahu that they changed the date to September, which was a slow period for them because kids were going back to school.
So
and so for the next 12, 13 years, we did the show in September.
But it officially was, I think the ancient Hawaiians used to celebrate it around November, so that's interesting. It didn't matter as long as people enjoyed it, right?
Right. Well, we used to tie it in. That was one of five parades CBS had on Thanksgiving morning, which was so perfect.
Wow. I wasn't even aware of it. Now, at that time, it must have been kind of hard. You didn't have all the satellite hookups and networks, so you actually had that huge time difference to deal with to get it on the air, right?
We did. Actually, what we did is we taped it, as they say, in September and October.
Uh-huh.
Then I had a good month to edit the show, so we taped the whole parade, which was about 2 hours and 20 minutes, and we cut it down to probably about a 45-minute segment.
Oh, that makes sense then, because it used to be in those days, sometimes they'd actually have to fly the newscasts out, and you wouldn't get that live time, you know, you wouldn't get that, you know, it'd be always interesting because you'd get delayed news quite often before at that time.
Yes.
Yeah. So
but
now,
a parade like that is evergreen, and, you know, people just love
true.
It any time of year.
Absolutely true. So you also travel internationally quite a bit. You go to Europe a lot, don't you?
I do. I used to go a lot on business. I do sometimes now on business. Last year we went, we got invited to Norway. A neighbor of mine in Sedona used to be the ambassador to Greece. I'm sorry, to Turkey. And he first met his wife in Norway, and she has a house there, a cottage on the ocean. So they've been inviting us for 10 years. We finally went. We spent a week in Norway, and it was spectacular, except it rained every day.
What airlines did you fly?
That was British Airways. British Airways is the only airline that has a direct nonstop from Phoenix to Heathrow.
Well, isn't that interesting? You know what I heard?
And
I heard they're going to start charging for hot water because so many Brits bring their own tea bags, and they were
I wouldn't be surprised. I know. Airlines are cutting back so much. It used to be fun to travel, and I just read something today on I don't want to mention the airline, but
mention the airline. It's okay. We allow that on.
No,
the show.
I forget. I can turn my computer on and find out what it was. But one of them is starting to charge business class passages for certain amenities.
I thought business class was gold. Everything goes to business,
I know.
You don't do that to your business class people.
That's bad, but that's the sign of the times.
Well, Hawaiian Air now is doing an actual flatbed, which you for business, and I think
not from Phoenix, because I've been flying that a couple times a year I go back to 75, 76, and. I took it in November, and it's still the old, I think, 767.
Well, I've got Kathy Takushi from Captivating Journeys, who's a travel agent. Do you know what it is, Kathy, that does the flatbed?
Yeah, they're bringing it in slowly, but it's going to be only on the long hauls.
Mm-hmm.
So
I see.
Asia, I think New York, Europe.
Yeah,
I
enjoy Hawaiian Airlines. Yeah. I probably hope it's a sponsor of yours.
Well,
if not, they should be.
I like Hawaiian Airlines, and we keep trying to get them to be sponsors of us. But I actually, I'm very dedicated to United. But the last time I flew United going to the Grammys in L.A., I mean, there was only I couldn't get the upgrade, and there was only one toilet working for the whole flight over. And
I
know.
Wow.
And they've cut the back.
And that's a 7-hour flight.
It's,
six and a half.
Yeah, and when, so the line's all back up, of course, and with all those people. And then on top of that, they've even cut down on the size of the back pocket. It's down to like 3 inches or 4 inches at the bottom. It's like, gosh, guys, I've flown 700,000 miles in United, and I'm beginning to go, maybe I should do Hawaiian or some other flights. And I know British Air is nice.
I've been flying Hawaiian since, as I mentioned, probably 75. And then when I started doing the parade in 75, I met a gentleman by the name of Lindsay Pollock, who was chairman of the board of Hawaiian Airlines at that time. And we became good friends, and over the years, he used to come, and I was living in New York at the time, and he would come for three or four days to spend time with us out of the house on the weekends and all.
Mm. Well, that's nice because they have, you know, that aloha feeling, and they continue to grow and grow and grow and flying more places. And
yeah, they do. And, oh, yeah, I heard somebody told me yesterday they have a flight now to, I think it's Auckland, New Zealand, or to Sydney, Australia, one of those places, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do the Auckland one coming up. It's like $970 to go in April, so I'm going to jump on that one. And
wait a minute, you're giving them too many plugs on the
show. Know, I am. I need something. So you're going this year, you're
going to
be going?
This year I'm going to, taking British Airways, Phoenix to Heathrow.
Wow.
And then I'm going to overnight in Heathrow, and then I'm going to take the second airport in London is Gatwick, and I'll go from Gatwick to the island of Rhodes in Greece.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
And I'll spend a couple of weeks on the island at the Sheraton.
Right on Rhodes. Interesting.
Yeah. And then this will be probably our fourth trip to Greece. We did it 3 years ago. We did Mykonos, Santorini, and Crete. And then we spent a couple of days in Athens. And this time we're going to spend most of the time just on Rhodes and then 3 or 4 days in Athens.
I did a cruise last year in Athens, and I absolutely loved it. I stayed at the Britannia Hotel in Athens downtown, which was wonderful.
Oh, I stayed at that's a Starwood property.
Mm-hmm.
It's Grand Britannica.
Yeah, that's it.
And it's spectacular. It's I probably stayed there probably 3 or 4 times. Every time I'm in Athens on business or pleasure, I stay there.
They've done the whole top floor over. Now you can actually have a lovely meal on the top, and they've done a whole pool on the top.
Yes, and facing the Acropolis.
Yes, exactly. But then I also went down this time, and of course I went to Mykonos. But then there was this amazing island off Mykonos called Deos. Or Deos? Deos?
Yes, there is a Delos or something. Yes Delos. Yeah. I have never been there.
Oh, it's a sacred island. You can't stay overnight. You can only take a ferry over for the day and back.
But oh, is that right? I didn't know that. Okay.
No, it has more ruins. The whole island is like this little sacred place. So it's this amazing amount of ruins. Like, I couldn't believe the whole island are these temples and ruins. And it's amazing. You can walk around and see it. Mykonos was nice. Of course, Santorini, I was disappointed in because it had gotten very, very commercial.
Well, listen, you want to talk about being commercial. The first time we went to Santorini was probably about 1976, the year after we were married. And it was beautiful. There were probably maybe 25 shops on the whole island of Santorini.
That was the time to go.
Yeah. 3 years ago, we go back there, and the place is packed. And yes, exactly what you said. It's overrun with tourists and, tourist shops and, completely not the same scene. And
no.
Mykonos was also the same way. We went there, as they say, back about 42 years ago, and there was only a few shops, and this time there was thousands. And but the island of Rhodes isn't really that commercialized right now.
And it's interesting because it's more of a it kind of feels like a medieval city, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. And funny thing is, we talk about places being crowded and all that. You never get that feeling in Hawaii. No matter if you go to Maui, Kauai, Molokai, Big Island, there's people, you have space for yourself there. There's space on the beaches and everything else.
That's true. Oahu, I think, has gone a little over the top. And so then, of course, more and more people are realizing that and coming here as the destination to Maui rather than Oahu because they see that that's really kind of like just too crowded and overpopulated and there's traffic.
Yeah, this is the first year we didn't stop off in Maui. Even though we have the place in Molokai, we always spend a week at the Grand Wailea, and really enjoy that property.
Yeah, you should. You should come back and visit and definitely.
I think definitely we're back again. Maybe in a few months, and we will probably spend 3 or 4 or 5 days in Maui.
Oh, I love it. We definitely have to connect. I know that, and for good reason. I guess they just got through at the film festival in Sedona, right? Or is that going on right now?
It just started, I believe, this weekend.
Oh, because that's always nice. That's actually a very good film festival.
It's very good, yeah. Sedona is a small town of about 10,000 people, but that film festival brings in probably 15,000. So
yeah. Well, there's a lot of
traffic delays.
There's really some interesting Hollywood roots there in Sedona.
Oh yeah, I'm looking out my window in my office where I'm calling you from, and I'm looking at one of the rocks here, and it's shaped like a castle. And back in the 40s, 30s and 40s, Walt Disney used to take his animators to Sedona to get, you know, ideas, and that's where he got the idea for Snow White's castle.
Really? I had never heard that story before.
Oh yeah, no, that's really that's a great story.
Wow, and
it's
of course there's
story, and there's a lot of I wouldn't say I don't know how many are around now, but a lot of animators and a lot of people from Disney retired in Sedona.
Huh.
And there is a lane, there is a road in Sedona called Disney Lane.
I did not know that. Now I know, yeah. I almost got a house in Johnny Guitar Loop or something up there.
And right. Yep. And where that's in West Sedona. Yep.
Because there were a lot of westerns shot up in that area.
Yeah, I don't know the exact number. It could be 45, somewhere between 45 and 90.
Yeah.
Westerns, and they were shot in Sedona. John Wayne loved it. Elvis Presley did.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Oh, in fact, I was talking to a young man who grew up here. His name is Jody Bieler, and his dad is a very famous artist, cowboy artist. In fact, he was the founder of the Cowboy Artist of America. And he had the pleasure when he was growing up of meeting John Wayne and Elvis Presley, all the people who, you know, came out here to do movies.
How amazing. Well, you had a lot of weather this year there, but then a lot of places
have. Well, don't tell me, because I have house guests, and they came Saturday night, and it was raining when they came, and the sun just broke about 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
So we had really two continuous days of rain.
Yeah, and some snow this winter, I know. But, you know, it's been weather everywhere. But I just think you're an amazing person. You have great stories to tell.
You know, Cindy, I think you are, you know, really, you and John do some great stuff for the people in Hawaii. That's really great for what you do.
Well, you have to stop by our studio when you come and let us know when you're coming.
I promise you I will.
Okay, and give hello to my love to Sedona, and have a good rest of your time before you travel again, and we'll see you here on this side on Maui, and thank you so much for calling in, Mal.
Okay, mahalo.
Aloha.
And aloha.
All right, well, gosh, that was interesting. We had an interesting show there. We still have about a minute left, but I wanted to remind people there are some good deals, as we are mentioning, not only to, you can get some good deals in New Zealand, and Norwegian Air has some deals going on in September to Dublin, like $358 from the mainland.
Wow. I looked up
yep.
Hawaiian Airlines yep. for you in April.
Yeah. Don't it's tell like, me it's gone up.
Well, from Maui, it's about $1,060. That's pretty good.
It's very good.
Don't wait.
Depends on the days, yeah. So call Kathy. She'll help you. I mean, really, Kathy's a sweetheart. 244-1414. Like you say, and I'm glad you said it, Kathy, you know because you got a deal to go to Europe a few months ago,
mm-hmm.
and you told me you got to jump on it. And I didn't jump on it, and the deal went away. So when there's a good deal, folks, and this is the truth, if you don't get on it, it disappears.
You see it, buy it.
Yeah, exactly. No, that is the truth. Yeah. And thank you. I'm telling that to myself and others out there. But it is. And you know what? You're always glad when you get a good deal. And only that, traveling is so good for the soul. I mean, every single trip is some great adventure just waiting to unfold. And it's worth it. You can get deals still. And Kathy from Captivating Journeys will help you make them happen. You can also sign up for the newsletter if you go to
CaptivatingJourneys.com.
And she has some good deals on there too. Or you can email her at
Kathy@CaptivatingJourneys or info@CaptivatingJourneys. And either myself or my colleague Tina will get back to you.
And you have an assistant now. We should give a shout out to your new intern.
Our intern, Charmaine. She's from the Academy of Hospitality and Tourism. And she's working in our office. She's a senior at Maui High School. So
Yay.
We're teaching her about the travel business.
I think that's wonderful. Well, happy President's Day, everyone. We'll see you next week right here on KAOI-FM. Fem. 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 Fem.